You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could he not be romantic about football?
Woo! Welcome to the Benched with Bonetta podcast. Another week. We are back in studio, ladies and gents. This is so exciting. Big guest today. I don't know how we landed him. Okay, so you know how on ATN you guys have that Connie Fox music?
Right, yes.
What should we have for Mark Sessler? I feel like maybe like a Gasolina moment, like just something absolutely unhinged. Darude Sandstorm. Graver, do you think that we can afford the rights to Sandstorm?
I'll check with the music department.
I have a feeling I know what they're going to say. We've attempted things like that.
They're going to say no, but I'll check.
Yeah. Welcome to the pod, Mark Sessler. Also joining us is Mohan, my trusty sidekick, who had just about perhaps the most awkward greeting I have ever witnessed in my life. And being friends with Mohan, you see a couple of those people, let me tell you. You see a couple of those, but that one rides to the top of the list. What happened? Can you break it down for us?
I can't even say anything about it.
There was a lovely new producer here. Her name is Madison. She's joining our show. She's joining Game Day View. Came over from ESPN. Shout out to Madison. I'm pretty sure that's what her name was. She was Madison, right?
I think that checks out.
So Madison was in here before we started recording, and Rachel was talking to Madison for a while. For like 5 minutes. Yeah. And I was just like sitting here looking at both of them.
We had passed the point.
I know, but I just hate,
say
I hate
hello
when you're with
problem.
Someone and you know that person, just introduce them immediately so there's no awkward moment.
Oh, so you're saying it's my fault?
No, I'm not saying that. And then she was like leaving the room and she was like saying goodbye. And I
to me.
Yeah, to everyone in here. And I look up and we make eye contact for a second. And then she turned towards the door and I was like, and then I was already halfway introducing
myself. You
were
already halfway through the high up.
And then she stopped, and then she came over, and then now I'm getting roasted.
But the thing is, like,
Mark, it wasn't that bad.
Well, no, but it was minutes after, you know, we met, you and I thought that I'd seen you on social clips on Twitter, and so I was like, I think I know Mohan. And I was like, we met online, which is I thought my opener was equally creepy. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's a normal thing for people who are online these days. But actually, this is interesting. Okay, so you had the awkward greeting with Madison. You had you forgot there was something going on here with Mark, and then our lovely producer Sean came in, and you were like, "Hi, I'm Mohan." Sean goes, "I've met you several times."
I'd rather reintroduce myself.
Big time.
I'd rather reintroduce myself than not introduce myself.
Okay,
at all.
Hollywood.
I don't know.
Well, I think you're navigating this the best you can.
Yeah, I'm doing the
As a good friend of yours, I am going to make sure that never happens again. I'm going to introduce you right off the bat. I'm going to not let you talk. The only thing that you have to say is, hi, how are you?
Yeah, shake somebody's that's fine. Hand. But you got to meet me halfway and acknowledge that I'm here and I'm looking
I'll
at
carry,
something.
I'll carry you the rest of the way. Okay, not to like totally take a left turn, but like just life being an NFL football fan is just taking a lot of left turns these days. So today, it is Thursday. It came out that Deshaun Watson is going to actually be suspended for 11 games, fined $5 million, and he is agreeing to undergo a professional evaluation after a settlement. I wanted to learn more about what that part means. Schefter tweeted, Deshaun Watson has to comply with an evaluation and treatment recommendations of a third-party behavioral expert to be reinstated. Sounds like he's got to pass some kind of test to come back and play. Week 11 just so happens to be the Browns playing the Texans, which is quite interesting. But
Week 13, actually.
Week 13, thank you very much. He's suspended for 11 weeks. That ends up being week 13.
Somehow, 11 I don't games know how plus
that,
the bye.
I didn't know how that math checks out. Okay, thank you very much. But here we go. This is the trifecta sitting at this table. We are all former Browns fans. We didn't mean for this to happen. We just wanted you on the show because we're big fans of yours.
No, kismet. I mean, in a weird way. Not a friendly or good way, but just it's happening.
But let's just talk about this. I know we're all so tired of talking about this, and I don't want this to be the majority of the show because we have a lot of fun things planned. But like, what are your thoughts on 11 games, him coming back and playing the Texans? Just give me like an overall.
Well, it's not enough. I mean, just based on what we know and what the NFL wanted, it's just simply, I mean, I think indefinite, I would have, even indefinite, even if it was one season, why is one season enough based on just this whole experience? Mm-hmm. It was a settlement, and so I wasn't surprised that it came somewhere. I thought it would be 12 because I didn't think they would want the optics of Deshaun Watson returning to play the Texans.
I thought that they would try to like anything that they could to avoid something like that.
There was reporting that that was something that the NFL did not want. So I mean, part of the settlement is like probably both sides are never that happy with it. The thing for me, because watching these press conferences today, and we were talking before, like the Browns over historically have had some pretty problematic press conferences.
You were a Browns fan for how long?
I mean, going back to like 1986.
Okay, so
4,000
you've seen plenty
years.
Of press conferences.
Yes,
okay.
And especially under this this ownership group, there have been some. The team has just been bad, so it's been a lot of negativity. This felt to me like they live in a different reality. Mm-hmm. Because first hearing Deshaun Watson, who really. I've never gotten a hint of some of his statements about accountability, about I want to apologize. He used the word triggered over and over.
I hate that he said that.
I think that's just so off base. And like for me, there was a lot of talk from the Haslams about a second chance. Second chances are important. We've all had second chances in life. I mean, I've messed things up and sometimes gotten like a third chance. But like part of it is you need to learn through that and show that you. There's something about you that should create a second chance, that whoever you offended, whatever it is you did. And I just don't see that from Deshaun Watson. And the Browns, I feel like, have completely, in a very cynical way, glossed over where Deshaun Watson is in this process and where the victims are. Because the PR battle, probably the way that things work, you get a year from now, mm-hmm. end of this season even, people don't want to talk about it anymore. They want to focus on the football, and suddenly you have a star quarterback. I just think that's all this was about, and I really don't buy any of the verbiage around it on any point.
I will say a few things about that. Usually people getting a second chance doesn't come along with $260 million.
Right. I mean,
you
that's
know what I mean?
True.
Like a second chance is like, oh, I told a little white lie. Maybe you don't trust me anymore. Like, let me earn your trust back. It doesn't add up to me, and I was just thinking like, you know, when all of this stuff was still coming out, like early, and I hadn't muted as many people on my Twitter as I have now, you know, a lot of people were being like, he's a top-tier quarterback. He's a top-five quarterback in the league. Da, 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 da. You have, by the time he plays, you will have not seen him play football for 2 years or whatever the time ends up being. Almost 2 years. Like, who knows what his body is going to be like? Who knows what he is athletically going to look like, or what he is going to look like with this team gelling with those guys? Also, we saw the preseason game of these Jacksonville Jags fans saying, you sick, you know, bleep. What is that? He's going to go into the most hostile environment in every single stadium that he goes in. That's just the fans. Then what happens to the guys on the other side of the field? they're always looking for a reason to get mad at somebody and like take, have that extra like oomph to take that quarterback down or whatever.
Yeah.
Now Deshaun Watson's got the biggest target on his back imaginable. You don't know what he's going to look like athletically. You don't know what he's going to look like on this team. It just seems like the biggest gamble with so much money on the line. And not even that, like your reputation. Like you've lost so much credibility and so much respect from so many fans. It's just literally, I know it's been weeks. And like, to be honest, you two were the first people I talked to. And my girlfriend, Reshna, who's also a huge fan, I remember texting you. Yeah, and I think I just said, exactly, like, I'm so sorry. Because you have so much more history. And I think I called you and was like in tears like all day. It's just so, no matter how much time passes, I just still cannot believe that this has happened.
I think about like why you became a Browns fan and why there was finally a turn. You've been a fan for a while. And yeah, like it's like Rachel, like it's like every bit of good energy that kind of pulled you towards them, mm-hmm, is gone. And they're now the villains. And it's like, it's just, it's hard to root for. There's this one quote by Jimmy Haslam in the middle of this press conference. Cause you know, these owners, like, they don't see the world the way we do. And he stopped everyone down and said, it's important to remember Deshaun Watson is 26 years old, okay? And he's a hell of an NFL quarterback. That was the tone that was emitted.
What does that even mean?
I mean, it's just like, just to remind you guys all that, like, we got this great asset and it's going to be okay. It's like, that's why I think, like, the three of us are jumping ship because, and not all Browns fans are.
No, I know. We played this like audio clip on our show a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sure you saw it, like of Browns fans just like welcoming Deshaun with like open arms. And what was really sad and actually like quite scary about it was there was a lot of young boys in the group like just chanting Deshaun's name. And it's like, is this who you want to be your hero? Like, oh my God, if I had a son, well, you have kids.
Yeah.
How would you feel if one of your kids, I'm sure you raised them as like Browns fans or would want to.
I actually didn't, just because we live in LA and it's such a different experience. But mm-hmm, it's funny because they track the league just like through osmosis, and they both knew kind of what he was in general and what he represented. And they were not into that on any level. And so they'll go in a different direction, mm-hmm, for sure.
Okay. Well, I don't want this whole show to be about this garbage. I want us all to just like somehow move forward. And I will say, are you going to watch week one? You have to. It was just confirmed that Baker Mayfield's going to be starting. I mean, we all going to watch this.
I mean, that is like a scheduling tick that turned into the most attractive concept around.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like, I kind of want to go to the game.
I wish it was in Cleveland.
I wish it was. That's the one thing that I wish was a little bit different. But I think that, you know what? I don't. The more that I think about it, I don't, because it would be really frustrating as a fan, because I think that there is a lot of Browns fans that stuck around and that are going to, like, you know, support that team. I think it'd be a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah, but to see Baker come into that stadium and do what he does.
Yeah.
If it went well for him, it would
if
be.
If it went
yeah,
well.
But yeah, yeah. His whole history is like the underdog. I'm going to show everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you? Okay. So we're going to kick off quite a few teams on the bench with Bachelorette, the benched with Bachelorette. I still can't say that,
that
even after weeks. We're kicking off more than a few teams. I know that you've kind of been going through a similar process of trying to find your team. We were just talking about this before we got started. What is your, you know, are you going to make a decision before game one? Are you going to feel it out? Are you going to wait 6 months? Like, what's the vibe?
Because the thing is, like, I fell in love with the Browns growing up in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I couldn't control it. It just took over me. And that's like back when you don't.
Do you remember the first thing that made you love them?
I do, because so I had a friend, I was in middle school, and a friend from Cleveland who became like my best friend moved into town, and I was a Cowboys fan for like 3 months. I was in Jets Giants territory, and I just decided I was not into either of those teams, even though one of them was like the Bill Parcells Giants about to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But my friend was like, listen, these Browns are on Monday Night Football tonight against the Dan Marino Dolphins. And I was playing Pop Warner at the time, and I went back home with a bunch of guys, and we had like a Monday night sleepover because there was some sort of holiday. Mm-hmm. And I just watched Bernie Kosar and Kevin Mack and like Ernest Biner and Webster Slaughter destroy the Dolphins. And I was like, it was just like when you fall in love with anything or anyone, like it just hit me in the heart. And suddenly I was like, I knew the names of like every player's wife and like what they're doing. Like I subscribed to this like Browns News Illustrated article that would show, like newsletter that would show up 6 days late in my house. I mean, it was like I was all in. And so I do remember all that. And like I kind of can't, you can't manufacture that.
No.
It's never going to happen again. So I kind of want it to fit into my life. And so right now where I sit, the Chargers are very attractive. Mm-hmm. for a lot of reasons, because I don't have to wait for them to get a quarterback too. It's like, I don't have a problem at this point. I don't need to jump onto a sinking ship with a nice story. I've done that. But I don't have anyone else, and I kind of am just going to let it ride.
Yeah.
And see what the, like, I don't have to have it by
Broncos
week one.
Country, let's ride. Is that a little bit of a hint?
I don't
like
that I said that. No. The Broncos, like, were the Cleveland's, like, soul killers back in the day. So yeah. I'm just going to see.
Do you have a plan of a team that you want to support?
Well, part of me is if Watson got the year and the Browns got Jimmy G, kind of might would have like extended one more year, maybe.
Year.
But now that's out the window. I think I'm just gonna go into the season and just be like an NFL fan and just watch.
Oh, you're
the games.
Rob Lowe with the NFL, hat in the crowd.
But I do like the Chargers are.
You
fun.
Are wishy washy like
no,
that.
No, I'm not.
No, you can't even like introduce yourself
such
to somebody
a bad
like confidence. You know,
picture of me. The Chargers are like the little brother in LA.
That's why I really like the Chargers. It gives a little bit of an essence of what I loved about the Browns is like the little brother. That gets picked on. I'm the youngest of four. I know that vibe. I love that little scrappy like mentality. But then I went to Chargers camp and I asked all these players like, what, how does it feel to be like the younger brother? And all of them were like, the Rams are really good and like really happy to share a city with them. And I'm like, that's disgusting. Have a little backbone.
Yeah, you need
trash.
To be you need to be a little angrier, a little bit more motivated to overtake that Rams team. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mark, before we go to break, there is something that I want to do. I think that you are so funny. You make me laugh all the time, and you are the most straight. You're a absolute straight man. Like I don't think I've seen you giggle once.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Sometimes
we got
I do.
One, we got one, we got
it depends, because like Dan will make me laugh legitimately. You know, on our show.
But anyways, I wanted to ask you your quick opinions about a couple of things that don't really have anything to do with football, and you can be as cynical about them as you want. You can get amped up about them, and I just like want to know your overall thoughts.
Sure.
We just want people on this podcast to get to know you a little bit better and see the mark that
I'm sure it will go great.
We see and love. Yeah. Okay. So just make a couple of comments on each of these things. We'll go through them quickly.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on ayahuasca?
I mean, I would do it.
Would you actually? Is that a real statement?
I would, but I would not do it. I wouldn't like do it. You know,
what's the vibe? What's gotta happen?
Like not at my house with like my kids like running around. Like I would have to
dark.
Be kind of like on a deep journey where you're surrounded by safety. I mean, safe people, because I think whenever you venture into those worlds, not that I would know, like you, like they have a major impact on what's happening to you psychologically. I mean, Aaron Rodgers talked about you know the experience. I kind of like he annoys me in many ways, but not in that way.
Does it annoy you that he has a bust of Nick Cage in his locker? Did you see that? Like a statue?
I did. I kind of like the thing that made me think because it was sent anonymously with no message.
Yeah,
like,
I think
he put
AJ
it
Hawk.
Up there.
Oh, was it?
AJ
oh, okay.
Hawk.
Well, initially
right.
it was anonymous.
If anybody
right?
sent you a Nick Cage sculpture, would you keep it and put it on display?
Well, I would like to have a locker, first of all. then I could put it somewhere. But I think like all these private detectives that are tracking down really important things like Watergate 2.0. I'd be like, you need to have gumshoes that are searching for these types of where did that statuette come from? But now we know. So
okay, so ayahuasca, you're in.
Yes.
Would you do it with Aaron Rodgers, or would you be too freaked
no,
out?
No, I
that
totally
happened?
Would because like, you could spend the rest of your
that.
Life saying that you could that you. Did
I did
that.
Ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers.
No one would believe you.
You'd be like, okay. Thoughts on TikTok.
I watch it sometimes, but like I actually have a secret TikTok account.
Hold on. This is breaking news.
But I don't even remember what the name of it is. But
you don't even know how to
log
in?
It's just so like I have it on my phone. And so you go in and like just so I can observe other things. But I'm not doing my own.
I feel like you would excel at it. I feel like you would excel at like the green screen and like you making opinions about things. I feel like I would watch those.
I'm not against it. It's just like I almost, you know, it's like I just haven't done it yet. But once I do, then the floodgates would open.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, I know this is a little bit of an old news situation. We've definitely moved past this. I have not. I still think about it every single day. What do you think about Zach Wilson?
Well, I mean, what? His
extracurriculars.
I think that we live in a very judgmental world.
Love is love.
Yeah, I think actually there are no boundaries. And like, I kind of have no problem with what he did.
Oh. Huh.
Unless
you're against it.
Well, no, unless it like hurt a bunch of other people or something. I'm not saying that, but if all parties were like kind of cool with it, it's like, I don't know. Like at this point, I think the me of 5 years ago would have been like, I don't know about that, but it's like,
Go for it. Love is love.
It is.
What do you think about the locker room? Like, absolutely. Like, do you think that that is actually going to make them more tight-knit this season because they know that he's like, okay, this guy's the alpha?
I think it makes him, like, much more, like, he's makes so young-looking, and he looks like a little boy. And, like,
that's what's kind of creepy about it.
It is. He kind of strikes me as it's one of the first quarterbacks where I'm like, whoa, these guys are, like, way, way young.
Yeah.
And but they don't look always young to me. They look like just men. And like, he to me looks like a boy.
I totally get it. There's so many times where I'll look up a player and I'll be like, he's 21. He looks like he could be 45. You know what I mean? They're just like so bulked up. Okay, speaking of bulked up, what do you think about the She-Hulk?
It's funny because I am up in Hollywood for a little bit right now, and right down the street from where I am staying.
Brag much?
Well, it just happens to be where
I am. Is there a car on fire in front of your hotel?
No, there is not. But the She-Hulk premiere was occurring just a couple days ago. And there's all these billboards, you know, with her like 1877 number.
It's a little jarring to me, I think.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a movie at first. I thought it was just like someone in, like someone actually offering a service. then I plugged in and realized
it was I don't know if that is a normal thing outside of Los Angeles. Los Angeles, you see so many like four-year consideration. You see so many movie billboards because it's a movie town. So I don't know if you guys listening have these in your, wherever you're living. There are full like, call now if you're in a car accident or whatever it says, 1-800-She-Hulk. And it's Tatiana Maslany, who is an incredible actress, but I was thinking about this earlier. She's not super recognizable.
No.
She's just like...
I don't know what she's been in.
Exactly. She's kind of just like plain Jane
and
Canadian.
And she's dressed up. I mean, she's She-Hulk.
I can say that because I'm a plain Jane
sign.
Canadian. And she looks... It's just... I'm sorry. I'm not a Marvel person. She just looks a bit too ridiculous for me to get into it.
The CGI looks a little...
It's, yeah, and I'm with you. I mean, it threw me. I also had not, now I know about it. When I first saw it, I was like, I would call that number.
So if you had gotten into a fender bender at that point and the billboard was there, would you have dialed 1-800?
She seems on it because like there was suddenly a lot of signage. So it seemed like her industry was booming.
Oh, she was really picking up. What is the lawyer that is all over LA wearing like Lakers stuff? Call Jacob. 1-800-CALL-JACOB?
Yep.
Okay, you heard it here first, guys. Maybe we can get a Call Jacob sponsorship on this on the show. Or 1-800-She-Hulk. Maybe they'll sponsor
us. At the very least, she can beat the person up.
I think she could get you in the revenge category.
Yeah, she could throw a car.
Yeah.
Maybe you too, because it seems like part of it is you lose control of all sensibility.
Yeah.
Are you a She-Hulk?
Wait, me?
But no. I mean, she might. If you
hired her, it seemed like you were talking about me.
If you hired her, she might. If she's so have so much rage, she might just throw you as well. So.
Oh, she couldn't control it. I also love that she's just wearing like a chic little business suit on top, and she's just green and jacked.
There's a lot happening.
I have problems with it, folks. I have problems with it. All right, we're going to go to break, but after that, we're going to talk about the best and worst thing that we saw. And there's a lot. There's a lot of bad stuff. So don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's the best.
All right, it is time in the show to talk about the best and worst things that we saw on social media. Maybe you guys saw an early screening of She-Hulk, and that was the worst thing we saw. I don't mean to be... Oh, people are going to come for me.
Yeah.
People
behind the glass, they're already coming at you.
I was on the break. There was some yelling. There was some yelling from Sean. Sean's had a rough day. Mohan didn't even remember who he was.
Oh, my.
Had to be reintroduced. We love you, Sean. Sean, you're our favorite on this podcast.
Mark, you gotta get my back.
Well, I'm new to this, but I understand but that you're battling some PR issues with her.
She always says I play the victim. I play the victim.
Mohan needs his own PR representative because his image has just been totally slandered today. Okay, so here are some of the best things that I saw today, actually. I think it was announced today that Baker is starting week one against the Browns, which we have already talked about. I am so excited. And you know what I loved this and was also a bit confused by this. I think it was NFL that posted like Baker in blue or one Instagram posted like Baker looks good in blue. And then our guy, OBJ, commented under it and said, go shine. He said, go shine.
With the icon or the avatar that like threw me a little bit.
What was the, hold on, I didn't see the avatar.
It wasn't like an icy face or something, but because with Odell Beckham, I never know what's happening, like what he's actually saying, especially when it comes to Baker. So I was like, is he anti-Baker? But then he's very clearly trying to show some support, I believe.
I think it was a supportive thing, but I was a little bit shocked because I felt like, I don't know, it was a little bit weird between them when he was there.
Yeah, the last we heard is they were having beef and the other Browns players were on Team Odell.
Dad's got involved.
There's terrible energy. So like suddenly there's a massive 180 here.
Maybe OBJ had a kid, won a Super Bowl, and was like, you know what? I'm going to rise above it. I don't need to be petty anymore.
Like evolve.
So that's one of my favorite things. Is there anything good that you guys saw or you want to go straight to bad? There was a lot of bad things this week.
You go.
I have bad. I mean, this is not, we've talked about some bad stuff. As I mentioned, I've been up in Hollywood and like I was walking down the Walk of Fame thing where all the people are dressed
Spider-Man.
up. Spider-Man. Yes, but there was this like, the stupid stormtroopers that are all black because they're trying to like sell more something or other. But like, this stormtrooper guy was like 7'5".
It's how
like,
dare he?
You're all meant to be the same height. And it's like, there's like probably 700 people that want to do this job. Yeah. And they hired this guy to do this. And like, meanwhile, there's someone meant to be Michael Jordan. And he was like 5'9". So it's like, we flipped something. Some weird thing happened here.
It's like Will Ferrell and Elf.
Yeah. Like not a huge issue.
None of them are blending in. Okay. I like it. What do you got, Mo?
I haven't been here for a couple of months.
Yeah, must be nice.
You know? And I noticed the other week you posted on Twitter you eating string cheese, but you didn't make the string out of it.
Oh, right, right.
Which for me, there's a few things that we can do as adults that preserve us as children.
Don't bring
maturity
into
this. Eating string cheese, just like biting it off, I think doesn't do that.
I'm strongly with you.
And it's called string cheese because you...
Cheese string. Actually called a cheese string.
How did you eat it?
Well, okay. First off, there was two issues. Okay. There was two issues with this, okay? People took issue with the fact that I called it a cheese string.
It's a cheese stick. Or string cheese.
You don't even know what it's called
string
anymore.
Cheese. It's string cheese.
No, well, it's definitely string cheese.
You flipped it, yeah.
Cheese string is what we call it in my country, okay?
Bring
it home. And I was driving, first off.
You were parked.
I was behind the wheel, okay? I didn't know who was watching. There could have been a cop beside me.
So you eat it like normal, like you...
Yeah, but do they... When in your country, were you taught to eat it differently?
I'm sorry, I don't eat food like a child anymore, okay? I'm 30 years old.
So you're saying animal crackers, you don't bite off all the limbs and then
Mohan, if you think I'm still eating animal crackers...
Or Oreos, you don't break in half and like eat the...
No. Like Lucky Charms eat all the oats first and then all the marshmallows are there last.
You guys need to grow up and maybe
stop eating food in the children's aisle.
The children in us glow still.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening over there.
So you're saying I need to find my inner child. I need to reconnect with that.
You're Peter Pan.
Guys, I'm not upset about this. I was in a rush and I was just eating a cheese string quickly.
And then you try to lie and say you're driving.
Are you the kind of person that makes a little hula skirt out of yours and is like,
no.
That's excessive.
Yeah. Something in your face tells me that.
I also haven't had a string cheese in a long time. So.
Guys, I have another slanderous movie take. Nope. I saw Nope.
Didn't like it?
Graver, we talked about this before. It was shot so beautifully.
It is.
It was like gorgeous. And that was really cool. But watching it, I was just like, I don't know what's going on. Honestly, there was a part in the movie where, so you guys know it's about aliens. Have you seen this movie?
I have not, but I it was like the next on my list, and I'm very intrigued by what you're saying.
So people have been so divided on this movie. There's friends that I've talked to that loved it. You've not seen it yet either, right?
It seems a little too scary on the scary spectrum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's something that you need to know about Mohan is he gets skilled.
Like, Get Out was perfectly fine. Yeah. Us, I didn't watch because it looked too scary.
Get Out was awesome. Us was awesome.
Like, that's a spectrum of...
Rosemary's Baby, not one for you.
No, it's
what's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Paranormal Activity was really scary.
Does it still mess you up?
No, I just remember that feeling of being scared. I'm like, why would I ever want to do that again?
Do you like scary movies?
I do, but I will say that Paranormal Activity, because there's a second one too, like it goes,
they're freaky deaky.
It wasn't like I'm sitting there, I can't handle it, but like I have already have terrible dreams all the time, and it was definitely like feeding those, like it, like suddenly elements of that were like bleeding into the dream. So
oh no, I had a dream this week. We are getting way off base and we'll talk about football stuff. I had a dream that I went to an island with Woody Harrelson and we were dating. I didn't like it.
Not good? Today's Woody Harrelson, not Woody from Cheers.
Today's Woody Harrelson took me to an island, and Owen Wilson was there, and we hung out with him. That was a benefit of dating Woody Harrelson.
Gets better.
Yeah. Okay, let's kick off some teams, shall we?
Yes.
Let's get to the benched bachelorette. We've got five teams to say adios to. Here's who's on the list, okay? I'll run you through them. Bills, Chargers, Colts, Dolphins, the Jets. The only reason the Jets are still here is because of Dan.
Okay.
And maybe we need to pay him a quick phone call. Lions, Panthers, Raiders. You're still looking for a team. You said Chargers are up there.
Yes.
How do you feel about the Bills?
I always enjoyed the Bills because, like, they, to me, felt a lot like the Browns way back when. And they went through their dark times. Right now... it's a little too bandwagon-y for me.
It feels like you're coming in at the top, and that doesn't really feel like legit.
It can only get worse. I mean, unless they, you know, assuming they're going to win a Super Bowl at some point, but it probably can only get worse.
I agree with you. Okay, let's kick off a team. First things first, I'm going to say goodbye to the Colts. Yeah. Matty Ice.
Thank God.
Right?
I don't get an Indianapolis vibe from you.
No,
like,
I'm
you'd
not
have to
an
go
Indy.
To Indianapolis.
I'm not an Indy girl. Like, yeah. I went during the combine, it was fun.
Nice.
They all have all those cool underground tunnels. Ate a lot of good food. I'm sorry. Jonathan Taylor was the only reason why this team was still in it. Because I like him. He's really exciting. But Matty Ice, I'm just not drawn to that team. Colts are nowhere near your list as the face that
no,
you're
No, I just... it's too... It's no disrespect to their fans or them. It's just too boring for me. It's just the boring vibe I get. It's just a little dull.
The jerseys are white. It's just all boring.
No.
And Matty Ice is only going to be there for a couple more years.
Right,
then
it's a patch. It's
exactly,
a stopgap.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
We don't need that.
Next team to go, Miami. You gone.
I thought you liked Tua.
You done. I do like Tua. I really, really like him. I think he is so smart. I think he's talented. I think he's very... he's just... the way that he speaks, you can tell that he's a leader. I feel like everyone in the world is putting the most pressure on him to be like... Patrick Mahomes this year. Like, Tyreek Hill's not setting him up for success.
No.
And also, you have to think about, you know, this is a relationship that you are getting into. Can you see yourself with this team in 5 years? Who knows who the quarterback will be
exactly.
5 years from now? You
well,
may love Tua.
Who knows any quarterback's going to be.
That's true,
years.
But, like, there are some teams on your list.
Doesn't it feel like Rachel could probably just do this exercise again, though, if she's displeased with the results, you know, a calendar year from now?
That's true, but...
I actually love that.
You're looking for a long-term happiness,
part two.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Benched in paradise is what we'll do next year. Okay, so the Colts are gone. The Dolphins are gone. The next team to leave are The Raiders. I really like the Raiders. I hate Las Vegas. There's no way I am going to a stadium that has a club in it. I don't want to be affiliated with that. I know that you love Darude Sandstorm, and that's probably your vibe.
No, Vegas is not. I loved them when they were in Oakland. Like, I went up and did a story on their last home game, and like their tailgate would be a reason to be a Raiders fan to begin
with. That arena was brutal, though.
It was wild. But I am with you when you're picking a mate or something. Like, if you don't like, you don't. Their stadium is their your home, and you don't like how it looks, the whole thing, the whole vibe, the whole situation.
It's pretty gnarly.
Where they live, the city they live in. Yeah, you know, it's not good.
I went to an A's game once, and I was just like, oof. You could feel that there was like a lot of history there, but I was like, I don't feel safe being here. I feel like it's about to collapse. Listen, the Raiders went through so much last year. I feel like this is a really tight-knit team. I really love the addition of Devontae Adams. I feel like this team could really go places this year without all the drama, because they did that last year with the drama. So I'm really excited about them, but they're not for me, okay? This one's tough to do because I feel like there's a lot of excitement surrounding this team right now because they're on Hard Knocks. But the Lions.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I know.
I'm surprised.
I know. Literally in the beginning of this, when we started this, the Lions were in the top three, for sure. We've talked about this, like, when we weren't recording. I just liked so much about them. Dan Campbell is so fun. He's my favorite coach in the NFL. Just, like, a child in a man's body. But there's nothing tying me to that team. I don't have any kind of ties to Detroit.
And to his point, 3 years from now, it might just be Detroit. Not what you like about it right now. Dan Campbell could be
gone if they have another rough season. Like, how long are they going to keep him on for? Jared Goff?
You can't pick
every
another...
Every time I see Goff on Hard Knocks, I'm like... Ugh.
Which is like every other year.
You can't pick another Hard Knocks team, too, so...
You're right.
I feel like this is...
It's too close to home. Yeah. It's too close to home. Then for this next one, I want to try and make a phone call. Is that possible, Graver? Do you think if I put it on speaker, you'll be able to hear it?
We can try.
Oh, you got to be able to hear that.
Sounds okay.
Yeah.
What if he doesn't pick up?
I'm going to leave him a voicemail. What is he possibly doing at 2:45 on a Thursday?
Ignoring your call.
What if he also doesn't have your number?
Yeah,
No. We've texted before. I just...
Yeah.
Daniel, it's Benetta.
Yep. Benetta.
You are currently on the bench with Benetta Podcast with Mark Sessler.
Oh, my God.
I have some...
Why?
I have some news for you. You know the Bench with Benetta Bachelorette that I'm doing?
Yes, I am aware of it. Yes, I'm a former guest of the program. I do recall.
So you remember in Vegas when you told me to keep the Jets around?
Yes. I felt good about it. I felt great about the pitch then. Wavering a little bit now, but yes, I do remember that.
Well, I'm so sorry, my friend. Your time has come. The Jets are gone. They're done.
You felt that this necessitated a call to me?
I wanted to hear the pain in your voice when I said
it. You thought it was a good idea to inflict more pain on a Jets fan? Like, are you a sociopath?
Well, I actually really just wanted to see... I wanted you to hear that I kept them this long. Which was... This was weeks. Weeks and weeks ago. Months that you pitched them. And they made it this far.
Let me say this.
Just so you know, there's very dramatic music playing right now.
Let me say this. You will regret this decision. In fact, come December, you're going to have me on the show, and there will be an apology. You're going to ask to come back to the Jets.
Okay,
I'll say?
I will do that. I will agree to that. If you agree to still come on the show and listen to us play this back if things aren't going so hot in December.
Oh, you're looking for a double gotcha on me now. What is this show?
Sorry, buddy, but I just wanted to let you know.
All right, I appreciate you letting me know, and say hi to Mark for me.
I will. Toodles.
All right.
Oof. He took that pretty well.
What is he coming on to celebrate in December?
I think he was saying if the Jets are doing well, she's got it.
Which is,
I mean, so what is he like? That's
exactly.
Like Joe Flacco goes, you know,
what are we talking
three
about
games
here?
With him? Yeah.
What are we talking about here? So that means, ladies and gentlemen, that the last three teams left still standing are the Buffalo Bills, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Panthers.
the Panthers.
Guys, I love Baker. He was a big part of the reason why I was a fan of the Browns.
So you'd have an out,
though.
Who
knows if he balls out?
You'd have an out if he left the team or were dispatched.
Or benched mid-season.
I mean, what are we talking about here? I could fall in love with the rest of the team this year. I could get to know everybody, and then I'm in it, you know, if Baker leaves.
I guess if he gets benched, that's pretty appropriate because that's the name of our podcast.
Why did you have to do that? Listen, if things go south, there's always the benched in paradise next year, okay? Mark Sessler, thank you so much for joining the show today. This has been so fun.
Thank you to all of you. I had fun. I had a great time.
Will you come back in December if the Jets are bad so that we can just sit here and make fun of Dan?
Yes, that is an old trope with Dan and I. Like, I think he's worn out of things I've had to say about them, but I would because it'd be a fresh way to do it.
Yeah, and maybe we can like pop some champagne and he doesn't get any, and we just sit here it's just a full 30 minutes of us laughing.
Now I'm sold.
Okay, cool. Guys, as always, don't forget to subscribe to the show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at benched_pod to see the videos, clips we talk about each week with your own eyes. If you see a Mohan in public, do not go up and say hi. It's going to be the most embarrassing and awkward moment that you've experienced that day, if not your entire life. I love you.
It's tough.
I can't even say
anything. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.